This is the Tom Likas Show.
I didn't even feel no pressure. I didn't feel no pressure.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in
Burbank. Shit. Okay, that's cool.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear us on our brand new free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me. And here we are, the bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And you're joined this hour by family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, good to see you.
Hey, Tom. Great to be here.
What's going on?
Well, today I want to talk a little bit about common sense. Apparently, common sense is fairly uncommon. One of the classic things that happens, and this is something that women are always told by their mothers or whatever, that if you get involved with a guy who's cheating on his girlfriend or his wife, right, if he actually was to leave his wife and be with you, then you've essentially inherited a cheating husband. And most likely, if that's his pattern, he's going to cheat on you as well. And it's really impressive that people don't realize that. We always talk about red flags in different circumstances, but I have something really fascinating and I want to share it with the listeners today. This is something that I had happen this week. I talked to this woman, and very, very classic. She absolutely, positively hates the father of her child. And the kid is something like 7 or 8 years old, and she just cannot criticize the guy enough. He's a loser. He's no good. He's a drug addict. The child is better off without him. She basically, you know, goes off for a while telling me how rotten the father is and how rotten men are and so forth. And, you know, I'm like talking to her for a while, and I try to kind of focus the conversation a little. And so I said to her, you know, okay, so what exactly do you want me to do? You know, or what are you looking for in terms of, you know, being your attorney and helping you? And that's usually a good thing to ask, because that kind of focuses, you know, what's on her mind. And she kind of thinks for a second, and she says, well, you know, ideally, I want for my child to never have to see his father again. The father's no good, and so therefore, you know, if I could really do what she wants, what she really wants is for the father's parental rights to be completely cut off and for the kid to never see the father again. Now, this is disgusting to say, and for me it's disgusting to hear, and I'm sorry to say that women say this kind of stuff all the time. It's very, very typical that women, as I've said in the past, you know, turn on the man they've had children with. They basically are angry at him for everything. He's caused all their problems, and there really doesn't seem to be any man that a woman hates as much as the man that she has kids with. And the way that that gets expressed in family law and family court is the woman says, you know, I don't want him having visits. I don't want him talking to the kid. And she'll get involved with a new man. And that guy, she wants him to be the father of the kid, sort of adopt the kid because he loves her. He'll love the kid, which ends up not working out. There's a lot of stuff coming out now, a lot of research showing that that whole concept of blended families is nothing short of a complete disaster. And I've seen the most ridiculous, horrible things happen in those circumstances. But leaving all that aside, I said to her, you know, I'm really upset that you would want that. And I'm not going to help you. That's crazy. You shouldn't ask for that. It's not good for your child. And, you know, things nowadays, because I don't agree with her, she says to me, you know, you're so rude. You're such an asshole. I'm going to report you, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, okay, that's nice, goodbye, and I hung up, and, you know, c'est la vie. I can't make everybody happy. But this is the important part of the story. About 10 or 15 minutes later, I get another call, and this person identifies himself as her fiancé. Now, fiancé is a kind of a loose word nowadays. When I was you know, a younger person, fiance meant that you were going to get married and you had a date set or something. Nowadays, somehow women assuage themselves that they're not just living with some guy and they're not just being sinful or, you know, pointlessly together with someone. He's their fiance. So the fact that they're shacked up and having sex is okay somehow. But they end up being the fiance for, you know, 10, 15 years, apparently. But in any case, this guy tells me that he's her fiance and that, you know, he wants to meet me somewhere and he's going to kick my ass, you know. And basically, he's sticking up for her. Now, well, that's great, and I guess he's dating her at the moment, so he's on that happy thing where she's, you know, cooking for him and having sex with him every day and doing whatever he wants. But he essentially is showing chivalry to her and showing his worth to her in their relationship by helping her stick it to her ex-boyfriend, her ex-husband, who's the father of her child. And this is something that's very, very common. The woman will get involved with a new guy, and she'll want him, of course, to be on her side and to stick up for her and protect her. And one of the ways that she'll do that is putting this thing where he's supposed to be the face of her against her ex-husband, who's now the enemy. And I've seen really awful stuff. And I know this particular lawyer that I knew would always do this, that her ex-husband, you know, would come to pick up the kids for the weekend visit. And one way or another, she would have her new boyfriend, who was like much younger than her, come to the door to answer his, you know, ringing the doorbell, you know, without a shirt on, you know, come up to the ex-husband and say, hey, what do you want, asshole? You know, and he'd be like, I'm here to pick up my kids. And then he would like hug the kids because he was so close to them, you know, and it was so wonderful what a great relationship he had with his soon-to-be stepchildren and how unnecessary their natural father was. And that is somehow a way that a man can gain favor with the woman that he's then dating, which is, you know, sort of sticking it to her ex-husband. I see this quite a lot. And what amazes me, and this is what I said to this guy, you know, he's telling me, you know, you insulted my fiance and you didn't listen to her and you didn't want to help her. And I said, yeah, okay, what can you do, you know? I said, I don't agree with what she's doing in terms of trying to cut off the children's father. And he's like, well, you don't know what piece of shit he is and so forth and so on. And I said, oh, that's great, whatever. So, you know, why? What are you calling me for? And he's like, I'm going to come to your office and kick your ass and that kind of good stuff. And I said to him, I said, you know, there's something really, really important here that you're missing that you really should think about, which is, you know, that if she did this to him, she'll do this to you. And I'm really surprised that people don't realize this. I mean, I know that, you know, guys have ego and you think that, you know, your connection to a woman is really special and, you know, the relationship you have is a special love and so forth. And, you know, Tom and I have always teased about that. But when you talk about the patterns that she has, you know, someday, if you have a kid with her, whatever the circumstances are, you know, she's going to stick it to you in the same way. That's why Tom says, for example, not to get involved with a single mother, because the fact that she had a child on her own, for her to have another child on her own with you is, you know, her pattern already. It's no big deal to do it again. And when you see her suing her ex-boyfriend or the father of her child for child support and giving him a hard time, taking away his salary, giving him a hard hassle every time he wants to pick up the kids and visitation and being completely inflexible and so forth. You know, if you have a kid with her, sooner or later, you know, she's going to do that to you too. And it's amazing to me that guys don't realize that. And, you know, it's sort of ego. You, as a man, you believe in your sexual prowess and you think your special dick is, you know, so special to her and you've really been with her in a way that she, you know, didn't experience with anyone else. And so, she, you know, you're going to help her against the ex-husband or the ex-boyfriend because he's a jerk, but she'll never do that to you. You're being a fool. You're being an absolute fool because the fact that she's done it shows that she knows how to do it and she believes it's normal. And the truth is, the second time around is going to be even easier for her. When she goes after you for child support, she already knows which numbers to call and which agencies and which forms to fill out. And it's going to be second nature because she's already had experience with it the time that she did it to the other guy. And you helped her. Now, Tom was always saying, don't get involved with a single mother because there's some schmuck out there who, you know, is paying her money now because of what he did. But it's even worse than that, because if you're getting involved with her, you're basically number two. You're going to be the next. And it's amazing. Like I said, this guy on the phone, he's on the upswing. He loves her. They're having great sex. He's having fun. And he's enjoying helping her stick it to the ex-husband. But he doesn't realize that he's going to be in his place. And I think that that's one of the ultimate forms of real ignorance and stupidity and ignoring red flags. And by the way, karma. Because the karma comes back to you where if you hurt another person in this way, this person who, if you really think about it, he didn't do anything to you. I mean, it's very nice to get involved with a woman and she says, oh, I've got this torturing ex-husband and, you know, you kind of Superman and Captain Save-A-Ho. And you're like, oh, I'll talk to him. I'll set that bastard straight, you know. But you don't know the whole history. You don't know the whole story. And you don't know that maybe she screwed him over. Maybe she cheated on him. Or maybe she lied to him. Or maybe she's, you know, telling the kids that he's no good or whatever, giving him a hard time with his visitation and co-parenting and so forth, which is against the law and so forth. And you're helping her. And you're getting into the fight with her. And you're fighting against a man who really never did you any wrong. He basically got the girl before you did, and now you're with her. And you're sort of eating up his leftovers. And the truth is that, you know, you're getting into this whole crazy fight, and you're going to find someday that you actually will get treated the same. And I've actually seen cases many times where there's, like, kind of court cases going on, and the ex-boyfriends or the ex-husbands actually become friendly and help themselves, you know, with each other to stick it to the woman who screwed both of them over or all three of them over. And that's what really goes on in the real world. I think that guys now have to be much more sensitive to, you know, this sort of the team. We talk about, you know, taking one for the team and the brotherhood. You know, there's a fundamental competition among men of, you know, who's going to get the chick and whatever. But there's a real other expression that I know, which is, you know, bros before hoes. And the truth is that you really have to look at how other guys are treated and what goes on and recognize that, you know, this chick basically is turning guys against each other. And you can see how women find that very exciting. I've seen that in a lot of movies, in the cowboy movies, where a woman is causing a fight to the death or to great harm between two guys, and she just thinks it's hilariously funny. Oh, you two boys aren't going to fight over me. And meanwhile, you know, this is like a lasting thing. And there are a lot of examples in families where a woman gets involved with one brother and then she fools around with the other brother and she ends up causing a rift in the family, an anger and jealousy between two brothers that were at one time very, very close. And a woman almost takes some kind of sick enjoyment and pleasure in causing that kind of drama and being the center of that and sort of emphasizing her position as a center of attention. And I even said to this woman lawyer I knew, you know, why don't you just send the kids out? Or why don't you answer the door? Why are you sending your boyfriend with the shirt off to, you know, greet your ex-husband? And she says to me, you know, F him, you know. It was some kind of enjoyment that she had in, like, humiliating him and, like, embarrassing him, that she had somehow succeeded better and she had this more attractive sexual partner and, you know, she was able to kind of stick it to him, you know, that I don't need you anymore. I've got this other guy. And that's just sick and disgusting. And I'm really sorry that that guy, you know, would have participated in that. He should have realized that, you know, he was going to be the next head on the chopping block. What do you say, Dad?
Well, I know what you're saying. I understand. But, you know, turnabout is fair play. That's the way it works. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, again, everybody thinks that they're with the exception of the rule. They're with the wonderful, beautiful person who's not like the others.
But have you been in relationships, Tom, where, I mean, because it's happened to me a few times, where in the first couple of dates you're with a woman and she wants to sort of recruit you to help her to deal with the ex-husband,
yes,
or the ex-boyfriend.
I have an ex-girlfriend who used to refer to the guy she dumped in favor of me as
right.
Mr. Wonderful. And it's because she thought he had a big ego and he thought he was wonderful. And
uh-huh.
He had no idea she would leave for someone else. And so she wanted me to talk about him that way. By the way, later after we broke up, she went out with him again. So, you
see,
know, this was
you.
All about her wanting to just make him feel bad.
Right.
She ended up...
Make him jealous, I guess.
She ended up being back with him again.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You know, there's this whole thing that we learn, I think, in media and in books and in the movies, you know, where there's like this fantastic love or whatever. And the truth is, Tom, in a lot of ways, the way the modern woman plays it nowadays, it's almost like musical chairs, you know? I mean, she was with you, you know, then she was with him, then you guys break up, you get in a fight, and she's back with you again, or vice versa, you know? And you think it's supposed to be this unbelievably momentous decision that a woman makes to select the one.
Right.
You know, I've talked to women
who
say that to me.
There are no soulmates.
Yeah, but women say it. Oh, I know that he's the one. I found him and he's the one. It's like, give me a break. A year from now, you meet that same woman and she's like, oh, God, was I wrong? And she could be dating anyone. It's just a joke. I've seen cultural stuff where a woman gets involved with a Japanese man or a Jewish guy or whatever, and she says, you know, I never realized how much that culture meant to me, and I'm so into it. And she like learns another language and another culture and other kinds of food. And then if she breaks up with that guy, poof, all of that's gone. Now she meets another guy who's Russian, and all of a sudden that's what she's interested in.
Right.
So it's pretty interchangeable, you know? You like to think that you're, you know, ultra, ultra special and there's no other connection, but I don't see that at all.
Nope. You were horny this week and you met another horny person this week and the two of you hooked up. That's what it's all about. But
yeah.
There's nothing special about it. There is no love. There is certainly no unconditional love. And so
maybe from a dog, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, we all, by the way, as I always say, and as you know, no matter who you've met, and we always say this about women, you know, no matter how hot she is, there's some man out there who's tired of fucking her.
Yeah, that's true even for supermodels. You realize that?
All of them. Every one of these chicks has been dumped by someone. Every one of them. And so, you know, you think you found the ultimate lamp in my recycle bin. And guess what? You're going to find out the hard way that you didn't.
Well, the other thing that's odd about it, which shocks me in this respect, is the having children thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think that for women, that would be especially a much, much bigger decision. You know, I get a lot of calls from guys that, you know, they get that nightmare call that you're talking about, Tom, that wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Some girlfriend they haven't spoken to in a long time.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I think I have your baby or I'm pregnant or whatever. And, you know, the guys tell me, I mean, you know, sometimes they were dating, but a lot of times it was some very random hookup at some bar, some party or whatever, very drunk, very, you know, foggy even. They don't even remember, you know,
right.
And I'm not sure if I had sex with her. And, you know, it's almost like that particular night she decided to change her life forever by having a child with this person. And it was just because, you know, she forgot to pack the condoms. That's it.
Right.
Not more than that.
Because I don't think women worry about who the father's going to be. They worry about themselves. I want to have a baby. I want to do it before I'm 30. I want to do it before I'm 25. I want to do it before I'm 45. They think about themselves and what they want for themselves. The baby's needs, the baby's rights, forget it. They don't care about that. They don't.
But even who the father is the most critical thing.
Well, you Come think on. So, but they don't think so.
How could you not see that?
Well, they don't think that because, again, I think part of it is because they know if there's any dispute, they'll get custody, they'll get child support, they'll get the benefits, and the guy will get walloped.
Well, if I'm talking to the boys, I'm thinking of this guy that I mentioned who called me about his fiance, where he is joyously sticking it to her ex-husband or whatever it was, her ex-boyfriend, the father of her child. And I think that any man who does that is really going to regret it. I think that's a stupid, stupid thing to do. You know, if you got involved with a woman, this is sort of like one of those Disney movies. You know, there's this widow or something like that, and she's got two kids, you know, and, you know, you get involved with her, and you end up really loving her and loving the kids, and you adopt the kids or whatever. That's sort of like the 1950s, you know, story, very cute.
Right.
But if there is a father on the scene, and I'm not saying he's in prison or he disappeared. I mean, if he's, you know, trying to do the right thing and doing joint custody and visiting the kids or whatever, you know, for you to actively undermine that, you know, to be hostile to another man that you don't really know, who hasn't wronged you, and you're doing it on behalf of this woman, you know, because she's, you know, giving you good sex or whatever. You think that it's some, you know, kind of a good way to stay in her good graces, to help her stick it to her ex-husband. I mean, you got to be out of your mind. That's crazy. And if she's that kind of person, if she's vindictive like that, then it's 100%, 100% that she will do it to you sooner or later. You're going to find yourself, you know, it's just a matter of time. Everything falls apart over time. And one of these days, you know, you're going to be dealing with her and, you know, you're not friends anymore and you break up and blah, blah, blah. And she's going to screw you over even worse than she screwed over this guy. I'm amazed that guys can be so thoughtless in that way and have no recognition of how it's going to bounce back to them.
By the way, I think most women are going to do it to you. I think most women at some point are going to make you feel very bad. They're going to do what they want when they want.
I don't see how a woman gets any benefit from knocking down and taking down the father of their children.
Because they don't care who the father of their children is. Look around you.
Yeah, but now he exists, right? You're talking about going in. Going forward, she doesn't
think they care, period.
Well, if you see the mental illness today, and we were talking about this a few weeks ago with these school shootings and whatnot, you know, Tom, it's always a single mother with the kid, always. The boy who's the shooter, you know? He's always had a troubled childhood. He always got into trouble with drugs and problems and antisocial. And he didn't have a father to show him what it's like to be a man. So he gets some screwed up idea that the way you show being a man is by, you know, being violent or shooting a gun or whatever. And somehow screws that all up in his head. And these women call me and they tell me, I have women call me now, tell me they want me to help them get a restraining order against their own son. Because they're scared of their son, who's, let's say, you know, 25 or 28, failure to launch. So he's, like, still living in the house, and he's, you know, collecting morbid books about murder or whatever and getting into weapons. And the mother says to me, I'm really afraid of my son. I don't know what to do. He's got real problems. I think he's into drugs. I think he hangs out with the wrong kind of people. And the thing is that they don't know how to manage it. And it's amazing to me that these, you know, women have kids, like you say, and they don't think, you know, am I going to have help? It's amazing how a lot of guys will say to a woman, look, I don't want you to have the kid. I wasn't planning this. The woman says, I'll take care of the child. I won't even bother you. And then in the first year after the child's born, they realize, oh, wow, this costs a lot of money. This baby thing
is
hard.
A big deal. Yeah. It's hard to do.
It's a big responsibility.
Right.
And I can't party and I can't go out.
Right.
And that good-for-nothing guy isn't helping me. And all of a sudden, they're suing him for child support.
Right.
And they're trying to get every freaking state benefit that they can find. Child care.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's amazing how even women, I mean, listen, you talk about 18-year-olds, but it's amazing. I've talked to women that are in their 30s and 40s, and they're incredibly naive about it. They say, oh, it's okay. I can have a baby. I'll just bring him to work with me. I'll get one of those slings, you know, and I'll carry the baby around at work.
Oh, yeah, baby Bjorn.
It's all very nice to have a baby Bjorn, but you're not going to be able to carry your baby at work in business meetings and whatnot, okay? The kid can cry at inopportune times. So I don't know what they're thinking. It's crazy. But you really see how the sensitivity to other people is remarkably low. And again, you know, if you're with a woman and she's cheating on her husband to be with you, you don't have to be a genius to know that someday when she finally dumps her husband and marries you or whatever, she's going to cheat on you with another guy.
Right.
That's who she is.
Exactly right. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back here. We have callers in the line. We have a caller coming up here who says he's been accused of domestic abuse. And he needs to talk to you.
Okay.
We're going to talk to him. All right, you know, here we have, of course, in studio, family law attorney Adam Sachs. And your phone calls, this is free legal advice for you. So whether you are separated or getting a divorce, whether you are worried about child custody, child support, of maybe getting a prenuptial agreement, maybe, a restraining order. Who knows? All the joys of being married. All you do
so
is...
So you think that's true love, huh, Tom? A restraining order?
Well, put it this way. That's your soulmate there doing that to you. Here's our phone number, 901-3000, Tom. 901-3000, Tom. Let's go. It's you and Adam Sachs at 901-3000. 866.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with family law attorney Adam Sachs in studio answering your calls. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. Let's go. 901-3000-866. Here is Jeffrey in Aston, Michigan on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Sure.
Hey, what's up?
I was just wondering if I get some advice on my current situation here.
Of course. What's going on?
Well, about a week and a half ago, I already had all my stuff moved out of the house. It was a very known situation that I was moving out. It was around noon. I stood up and I said, well, I guess this is it. And she then started yelling at me about, you know, can't believe you're really going to leave when we still have, you know, a lot of debt. And she just got very upset. And that was kind of surprising. But
that's very romantic, by the way. I love that. can't believe you're leaving because we have so much debt.
It's leaving me with the debt.
Right.
Is this your girlfriend or your wife or what's going on?
I actually asked her to marry me about a year and a half ago. We've been living together for a couple of years.
Do you have any kids?
No.
All right, so you're doing your pretty basic breakup, but somehow you're lingering too long.
Yeah.
Because he's in love!
Well, it was more of financial things. I would have been out the end of September, but I had to stay an extra week until I got paid. So that was kind of the reason I was still there to begin with.
You have to understand, you're dealing with a female ego, you know? And the truth of the matter is, when you look at the circumstances, you know, you're sitting there, you're packing up your stuff. Whatever the circumstances are, even if she cheated or she's telling you to leave, there's some crazy female thing that she's going to feel rejected. That somehow you fucked her over, you rejected her. If you see these women on the Maury show, they're always saying, you know, you wasted 4 years of my life, you know. You ruined my life, you took my youth, you know, that kind of BS. So I think you got to think very, very carefully, you know?
Yeah, well, it gets much worse.
Okay.
So I just kind of, you know, I wasn't going to get into an argument. So I just, I walked over to my TV, which was the very last item I had to get. I'm trying to unplug it. And she rips my hat off of my head from behind me and starts hitting me with it.
Great.
And after about 10 times, I'm, you know, annoyed. And the only thing up there on the entertainment system was a phone, and I just kind of slid it off the entertainment system. And just to get her to stop, you know. And she picked up the phone and said, I'm calling the cops, and went upstairs.
Right.
And that was the last time I have seen her. And
right.
About less than 5 minutes later, I'm in handcuffs for interfering with electronic device and domestic.
Right. You see, you have to remember that in the circumstances that exist today, the way that this is analyzed, the way this is looked at, okay, there's no way, I mean, there's no way that it's going to go in your favor. Now, people just don't understand that, okay? One of the classic things that happens, and this is similar to your story, is, you know, the woman starts it, she starts hitting you or whatever. And, you know, if it was another man or just a regular circumstance, you might just clock her right in the face and knock her out, right? But by trying to be a gentleman or whatever and being, you know, her ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, whatever, you don't want to hurt her. So you grab her by the wrists, you know, to make her stop, you know? Or like what you're talking about, you kind of deflect it with something or whatever. And what ends up happening is that, you know, you end up bruising her wrists, or you end up injuring her in some other way, and, you know, she goes bananas, the police come, and then she tells them the story because she's super upset. And, you know, once that starts, once that ball starts rolling down the cliff, you can't stop it. So if she said to you now, for example, that she wants, you know, to drop the case, and she goes to the prosecution and tells them to drop the case, they won't anymore. That is something that, you know, has been changed in the law, where the case proceeds, you know, no matter what. And so, you know, when you look at the circumstances, you're going to have to deal with it now, and you're going to have to hire an attorney, and you're going to have to fight it, and you're going to have to express, you know, ultimately to a jury or whatever, that she started it, and that, you know, you didn't get involved in this, and you were trying, if anything, to pick up your TV and leave, and she actually, you know, hurt you in this way and attacked you and turned it on you. But, you know, she's going to come to court. She's going to, you know, maybe very conservative looking, most likely. And she's going to start crying. And she's going to tell the jury how horrible you are and all the horrible things you did to her and how abusive you were throughout the whole relationship. And, you know, you know, you attacked her. And it's very, very hard to be in that situation and to be successful. It's very challenging for a lawyer. I certainly can help you. But you have to recognize that, you know, generally speaking, and this is more to the other guys who are listening, you can't get into these situations. When you say, for example, that you knew you had to leave and you guys were breaking up and then you had to stay an additional week because you didn't have the paycheck or whatever, think about how much that week is now going to cost you. I mean, if you have to spend thousands and
plus,
thousands of dollars.
Plus, couldn't you stay with a friend? Seriously.
Well, something.
Yes.
But you know any buddies? I don't understand why guys do this. The minute you know you're leaving, leave.
It's like this thing, right? You feel bad. She's crying, Tom. You're comforting her.
That's how you know you're doing it right.
Well, you know, the whole breakup thing is always very difficult for people on both sides. But I think women are much more likely than men to lash out. Guys tend to be much more philosophical, you know? It didn't work out. What can you do? A woman's more like, you know, you stole my youth. You took 4 years of my life that I never get back, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, for her to sort of, he was literally on the way out at that moment and she attacks him or whatever when he's pulling out the TV set or whatever. What is it with the freaking TV set, Tom? Somehow the TV is symbolic.
I mean, I'm literally just like scared because I've lost all faith and insist on the phone, they could just call, say some lies, whatever the hell she said.
I don't think that you should be living with women. I don't think it's a good idea. Tom talks about this all the time on the show, right? And, you know, nowadays you can't. There's too many issues. I mean,
and why would you want to?
Well, to come home to some woman who's going through your shit, looking through your drawers.
Or talking to her boyfriend on the phone you pay for.
Yeah,
or using
nice?
The internet to post selfies. That you don't know about, so other guys
connection.
Can look at them. Come on, that you're paying for.
With your computer.
Why would you want a woman living there?
A woman is always looking for a better deal, don't forget, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that this is traumatic for you, so you really have to go on two tracks. First of all, you have to build up a situation where you're going to defend yourself and deal with the charges. And second of all, when you look at new relationships, and you're going to want to recover from this and start seeing someone else, you're going to have to be a lot smarter and a lot more cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, you know, be this naive schoolboy falling in love with the girl and doing whatever she wants. You're going to have to be much more critical. You have to look at the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling you, oh, I love you so much. I want you to move in with me. You're going to have to go, you know, bullshit, you know. You have to have some healthy skepticism, I would say. I'll definitely take the 101 stuff. But just be careful. And by the way, she is, when I tell you, she is 100% toxic. I would stay away from her. If she contacts you, if she, you know, directly or indirectly with her relatives or whatever, just never talk to her again. She's poison. And she's going to come to court and testify against you. So she is not a friend. And by the way, don't start talking to her, trying to convince her to drop the charges or some BS. That's, you know, very dangerous. That could be obstruction of justice, and it's not going to work even if she wanted it to.
Alrighty.
Okay?
Great. Yeah, that's great stuff.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for the call, Jeffrey. Appreciate it. 901-3000, Tom. That's our telephone number. Here comes Eric in Norco. On the Tom Likas Show for Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Eric.
I'm looking for some advice.
Sure.
I have a 3-month-old with this fucking thing. That,
what was that?
With this fucking thing.
With fucking
what?
Soulmate.
With the woman that you love, the mother of your child.
She used to. Yeah, but the mother of my child, she during the last 5 months of the pregnancy, she had to get into a rehab because during the third month or something, she ended up getting high again, and we were having a big fight. Shit came down to it. She fucking was telling me, oh, I'm going to go commit suicide. There's been fucking issues before in the past where, like, she's made me late to work multiple times from it and fucking just, like, caused numerous tons of shit. So I got fucking sick of it, not thinking that she was going to do it. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck you. Go do it. And fucking she turns around and fucking walked out into the street and fucking got smacked by a van.
Oh, God.
I'm tripping, thinking that fucking she's dead and shit. Geez. Fucking tried to fucking ease down, whatever.
She's some kind of a, she's a drug addict or something?
Yeah, she's a big fan of the needle. She fucking, I'm like,
you didn't know that when you were dating her?
No, I knew.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm one of those classic cases of a fucking, one of the worst fuckers.
So what, you gonna, you Captain Save-A-Ho, you were gonna rehabilitate her?
I was. Yeah, I was was trying
how
to
how did
be.
That work?
Or you gonna shoot up with her?
No, fuck no. Fuck no.
So you're not particularly into drugs yourself?
I used to be back in the day when we first met and shit, but I
when
I
you first
that
met,
shit.
That's my point.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Listen, dude, you can't get involved with someone crazy like that. That's a nightmare.
Again, Captain Save-A-Ho, thought I could do it.
So what? So now she got hit by a van for real?
No, yeah, that was for real, for real.
So where is she now?
She ended up. Well, that's the thing. She ended up doing her whole 6 month stint in the program. She ended up getting put into another program.
No, but I mean, isn't she very injured or something?
No, no, no. She got hospitalized for that, but that was at like the 3 month period during the pregnancy.
And now she's in prison.
No.
Rehab.
After that, after the kid was born, like after her being in for 5 months during the 5th month, that's when the kid was born, and then at a month and a half, 2 months, she is in another program because it's like a gradual thing from program to program, so she can try and get her shit together. She
you know,
ends up hitting me up. She's
One second. You know, you're the father of the kid, right? So
yeah.
If she's unfit and she's all screwed up and going to all these programs, you should take custody of the kid, no? Where's the kid?
That's what I'm doing, fucking. Right now she's with her mom, which is fucking
that's,
so much on my side right now.
That's nonsense. Doesn't matter whose side she's on. You're the father.
Well, yeah, no. The only reason she's not with me is because the place I'm living right now is fucking unfit. Like, I got fucking holes in my roof and shit and fucking, there's like mold everywhere. I can't have her here.
Oh.
And I'm doing everything I can. I just fucking, I'm taking the steps to get out. Trying to.
Okay.
But yeah, after that, she ended up telling me, look, I can't do this shit anymore. You need to come pick her up. And I was like, all right, for sure.
It may not have been the ideal moment and circumstances to have a child, you know?
No, it wasn't. We were just fucking both stupid. Both fucking stupid and more concerned about fucking love and shit.
Okay.
So it fucking, we were.
So how,
by the way, are you a long time listener, Eric?
Off and on.
Yeah, what do I tell you about love on this show? What do I tell you?
Don't do it.
Not just don't do it. It doesn't exist. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And you, so you thought you know more than I do about this.
I was a kid.
How old are you?
Right now, 28.
That's not a kid anymore.
No, that's 28,
bro. Come on.
I'm fed up with their shit.
You're an adult who ignored what I said because you thought you knew more.
Yeah.
And you didn't, did you?
No.
Right.
But,
by the way, let me guess. Have you ever heard of condoms? Answer, no.
They suck, though.
Oh, really?
Well, how does having a baby feel?
Could have avoided all of this suckness.
Well, now you get to feel having a baby and paying for it for a quarter century. How does that feel?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so
yeah,
listen, I feel really bad, you know, your child is sort of in the middle of all of this, you know?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, that.
Come on.
No, I fucking, that's the main thing I'm fucking caring about right now.
Tom tells me.
Now you want to be a parent?
Hold on a second.
Now you
want to
be a parent?
Tom's being cynical and saying you don't care. Tell us you care, please.
No, it's absolutely, I fucking care. I've been there for.
Did you hear that?
Why do you care now? You didn't want to have a baby.
I didn't, but now I
care. You wanted to shoot up and have sex out of a condom. That's what you wanted to do.
I've never shot up. I've never used
whatever drug you use. You were using drugs with her when you met her. You wanted to use drugs.
That was back when I was like 23, 24.
Oh, you know what? That means you were able to vote for 5 years when you were doing that. That's not that's not a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. You're an adult.
The thing is, honestly, without, you know, being negative, it's very unlikely that she's going to turn around. I mean, it's great that she's going to rehab, but you know the success rate of these things is not very high.
I'm not trying to get her to turn around. I'm
full custody. Well, I'm just getting to that. You know, you can't really depend on her. You're going to have to look at your life, and you're going to have to be the one that steps up. Now, I understand you're living in the place with holes in the roof or whatever. That's ridiculous. But, you know, you sound like a regular, intelligent person. You got to get yourself some kind of a regular job, and you're a father now.
I have a regular job.
Okay. So then you got to get a place that's reasonable that you can live with the child. And, you know, you should definitely give me a call after the show, and we'll set up your custody situation. And you'll be the father of this child. You'll raise the child on your own. Maybe someone in your family can help you or something. You find yourself a new girlfriend to help you. But the bottom line is you know, your child...
You didn't just suggest that he get another girlfriend.
I'd help him with the kid, I was thinking. God, Tom. But he's
get a nanny.
Get a, okay, do whatever Tom says. What I'm saying is that you if you just dump the child on the grandmother or whatever, I mean, you know, then crazy mom is going to show up, and you know, that, who knows what's going to happen. That poor kid, you know, didn't ask to be born, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the thing. After, you know, a month of her being alive, I just got fed up with her shit. You know, I said, fuck you. You're not thinking about the kid. I'm the only one over here thinking
about
the kid. I know,
but you're saying F you, and then you're leaving the kid with her, right?
No. I didn't leave the kid with her. Well, I left her with her in rehab because that was fucking...
Come on,
like,
dude.
That was the best thing for her at the time. I couldn't
leaving,
do shit
leaving,
like...
Leaving the kid in rehab with the mother.
It was a mother's rehab.
You really rationalized that? You think that was the best thing for the child? You didn't really, say that, did you?
That's what he thinks.
Okay. All right, dude.
It's not like I had an option.
Okay, that's not how it works.
Not like you had an option.
No.
Why not?
Because, like I said, the spot that I'm living with I can't have her here.
Yeah.
But who chose that?
Not me. I've been living in this house.
Well,
for
I'm
going to
tell you, I have two homes. Do you know who chose those homes? I did. Okay? Not somebody else. I did.
Okay.
Right? So you chose to be where you are. You chose it.
Mm-hmm.
You chose it. You're 28 year old man. Who chose it?
Fuck. I've been living with my grandmother.
Who chose that?
28 years old, dude. You live with your grandmother?
So your grandmother tells you what to do?
No.
All right. So why are you living with your grandmother? Possible reasons? Lazy, no job, too strung out to work. Why are you living with your grandmother at 28?
I have a job because
why are you living with your grandmother at 28?
She has no one else.
So you're living with your grandmother to help your grandmother?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you have parents?
No.
You don't? Where did they go? They died?
My mother's a paranoid schizophrenic fucking somewhere out in, like, Michigan or some shit. And fucking my father's a deadbeat that I fucking have not had anything to do with.
So you decided to repeat the pattern and create more children that you can't care for with a drug addict. You decided to do that.
Yeah.
You thought that was a good idea.
It's not like I decided. It was more fucking...
No, you decided. When you didn't wear a condom, you made a decision, son.
All right.
I'm going to tell you something. Until you start taking responsibility for your actions, nothing's going to change. Adam can help you with the legal stuff, and that's a great thing. But nothing's going to change. You're just going to keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. And it's your grandmother's fault, and it's your deadbeat dad's fault, and it's your schizophrenic mom's fault. Everybody's fault but yours.
I never blamed any of them.
You just did. In the last 5 minutes you did.
No, you asked me where they were.
You are where you're at because you made bad decisions in your life. Right?
Okay. Yes, I have made a shit ton of bad decisions.
All right, so that's why you're where you're at now. Your grandmother didn't make you live with her. Your girlfriend didn't make you become the boyfriend, didn't make you have a baby. You made those decisions. You did it.
All right.
Don't pander to me, okay? You did that. You did that.
Yeah.
Man up and accept responsibility for who you are.
So what am I supposed to do? Just leave her here to fucking starve or what?
That's not, I said nothing of the kind. I said before you can change your life, if you ever intend to, you have to take responsibility for all the bad things that have happened to you. You
That's
do.
What I'm trying to do.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I just bought a car. I'm already
buying a car doesn't make
places.
You responsible. In fact, it puts you more in debt and makes it harder for you to be responsible.
I had no other option. I didn't have a vehicle.
Well, you know, buying a car doesn't make you more responsible. Being more responsible makes you more responsible.
I'm trying to be more responsible.
Buying more items does not make you more responsible. Not having, not using a condom makes you more responsible. Not having babies means you're more responsible. Not dating drug addicts means you're more responsible. Not doing drugs means you're more responsible. Buying a car doesn't mean you're more responsible.
No, but I'm trying to do the steps to be more responsible. I've seen the error in my ways, and I know I'm a dumbass for doing everything that I have done.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to leave you I'm going to leave you in Adam's capable hands, because I've had about all I could take. Because believe me, if I had to talk to you every day and I had to hear you, you don't even hear yourself making excuses for all the things that have happened to you. I'd pretty much go crazy. So I'm going to put you on hold. Dean is going to hook you up with Adam. Good luck to you, your child, and everybody else in that little sphere of influence you have there. Thank you. Holy cow. Good luck with that.
It's hard, Tom.
No,
it's sad to hear. Now, you're right. You're absolutely right, but it's a tragedy for the kid. What did the kid do?
It's a tragedy for the kid.
Mess.
But yeah, the kid's father is in denial that he caused all this. He caused everything.
Listen to his backstory. He had a screw up for a father, right?
So did I. Got it.
Okay, and his mother was unhelpful to him, and she's bipolar, whatever the hell he was talking about. His grandmother's paranoid. He doesn't have a lot of good examples,
right,
I would
he's
say.
He's 28.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Here's what you do. If you had a bad upbringing, you had bad parents, then whatever. How about you don't pile on more problems?
Yes.
No kids, no drugs. Get it together.
I agree with you, except we're looking at him now and he hasn't done any of that stuff.
By the way, I talked to someone. I'm not going to say who it is because I didn't know his story. I didn't know his backstory. This is someone I've known for years. Someone I've known for years only as an adult. And he told me, you know, I was an orphan. I said, I had no idea you were an orphan. And here's how he generated to be an orphan. He was in high school, had lousy grades, well, had no focus, no direction in life, and suddenly, bam, bam, mother died, father died. And in his senior year of high school,
wow,
he was parentless. They didn't die in an accident. They died separately.
Wow.
But like one after the other.
Incredible.
And so he told me in my senior year of high school, he said to me, I had to decide if I was going to be a fuck-up.
Right.
Or if I was going to do the right thing. And so in his final year of high school, fortunately for him, he made the right decision. He aced it, straight A's. He got a full ride to USC. He went to college and got an incredible degree and has an incredible career now. But he did it without parents. Now,
wow,
he could sit there and say, well, I was an orphan, and so I knocked up my girlfriend, and now I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You could do that. Or you could say, you know what? I'm not gonna dig a deeper hole for myself.
Right. It's surprising how many people get into situations and then compound them and make them worse and worse. It's really unfortunate. But I think my sympathy in that caller was for the kid who's 1 year old, who's got this ridiculous situation. And if he doesn't take charge of it, Tom, and you know, take the kid and start helping the kid's going to end up being raised by the grandmother who doesn't want her, him, whatever it was. And it's going to be another generation of stupidity. It's really sad.
My fear is he's going to have another kid, or he's got another girlfriend, and he doesn't like using condoms.
Yeah,
with
the chick with the needle in her arm. That's like, you got to be kidding me.
That's
talk about red flags.
He saw that rubber hose tied around her arm, and he found true love.
That's the woman to have unprotected sex with?
Oh, my God almighty. Unbelievable.
It doesn't seem like such a good idea.
Unbelievable. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have more calls coming up for Adam. Will's going to tell you how to get in touch with Adam Sachs, family law attorney extraordinaire. And you can continue talking to Adam right now. It's free legal advice for you at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. Adam Sachs, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check out my website, which has lately undergone a major redesign, www.adamlawyer.com, also on Facebook. And you can email me. I answer emails myself directly, adam at adamlawyer.com.
There we go. Adam Sachs at 901-3000, Tom. That's our telephone number. Joe and Ventura, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Joe.
I actually had a custody agreement that I wanted to make sure was fair.
Okay.
The mother, I'll read it to you. The mom wrote she wants the first 6 months, 100, zero physical custody in her favor. The father is allowed supervised visits at the child's home.
What?
Is not to remove the child from the home without consent.
Where are you getting this? Supervised visits?
Yes. It was a supervised visit.
It sounds like you're doing this without a lawyer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Okay, supervised visitation is generally reserved for a parent who's been a danger to the child. Or someone who's like a drug addict or a sex abuser or something like that. And for her to insist that you're only allowed to see the child at her house and with her supervising or something like that, you're not allowed to take your own child to your place? Give me a break, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Why would you even engage in something like that?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, you're throwing your rights away, you know? And you don't do something complex like this without having an attorney. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, it makes me sad. You know, guys take their car to an expert, and they always, you know, try to get the best possible arrangements. And then when it comes to their own children, I mean, in terms of visiting and having a future with your children, you're doing it without a lawyer? That's crazy. You're going to end up compromising your rights. You obviously, she's trying to stick it to you that you're going to have your child under very limited circumstances with visitation that's supervised and under her control. That goes back to the thing we talk about where women think that they own their children and they're essentially doing dad a favor, letting him see his kids once in a while. That's not reasonable.
Yeah, definitely.
You're ready to sign off on that? Seriously?
No. I just wanted to make sure, you know, like get an attorney's opinion because, you know, I don't feel like it's a fair deal whatsoever. You know,
I understand, but it's not a question of calling in on the show. I mean, you need an attorney. I'd be happy to help you. I do cases in Ventura County all the time. But, you know, you have to fight for your kids. I'm amazed at how many guys sign their rights away so easily. And then later on, when they realize they've made a mistake, it's very hard to correct.
Yeah, she was trying to get me to sign my rights away, and I told her that's not an option. That's not something I'm going to do at this point.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long has your divorce been going on?
We were never actually together.
Okay,
so
well, how long has this case been going on for paternity?
Well, the baby's not here yet, so...
What?
Yeah.
What's this
the
now?
The child's not here. We have another month or so to go.
So she's still pregnant?
Here. Yeah.
And she's already getting you to give up all your rights?
Yeah, she's trying to.
Okay. She's a nice girl. Where'd you find her?
Oh, man. Met her in town.
Well, what she wants from you, I presume, is money, basically.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, while you're giving her all this visitation and custody and everything, are you supposed to pay support to her?
She said, well, it goes on further. It's indefinitely 50-50 financial, legal, educational, financial, including hospital bill, labor and delivery.
Where did she get this agreement from? She wrote it up herself?
Yeah, this is self-written.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like she had some legal help.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, maybe.
Her family does have a lawyer that she's told me about. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to go up against a lawyer without a lawyer. That's called getting sliced to ribbons. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
You seriously think that you're up to the task?
Oh,
you'll
not
be
at
able,
all.
You'll be able to beat a lawyer?
I have no knowledge of the legal system whatsoever, so
okay.
Obviously I need to get a lawyer. You know?
And this is for a child that's not even born yet, and she's already sticking it to you.
Yeah.
How did she get pregnant? Why did you decide to have a kid with her?
I mean, it didn't. It just happened. Like,
really?
Yeah.
It's because you had sex with her.
It really just... It
exactly.
Just,
without birth control.
Yeah.
It just happened. You know, with me and the Virgin Mary and poof, I just couldn't believe we were parents all day.
You really believe that? That it just happened?
No, I mean, you know, like there's precautions that could have been taken, but obviously it wasn't, you know.
Well, I'm trying to understand how you got yourself into that kind of a situation. The child's not even born yet, and she's already sticking it to you.
So
you're going to have 18 years of pure hell with this woman if you don't start getting it straight right now. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's time to snap out of it and start being an adult and start dealing with this problem before it destroys you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay? So please call me after the show.
All right. Thanks, boss.
All right, Joe, hang on. Dean is going to hook you up.
Now, Tom, what's this about with this?
You know what it's about.
It just happened.
Same
shit.
Thing. Another guy is taking no responsibility for things that it just happened. I don't know how it happened. It just happened.
But, you know, you talk about it. The kid isn't even born yet. And she's already given him, like, this is what it's going to be. And I'm the boss. And F you. And you get supervised visits. And you're going to pay me. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. I guess I'll sign it. Her family has a lot of lawyers that are friends. It's like, what? How'd you have a kid with her? I don't know. It just happened.
One day, and she told me she was pregnant.
Nah, it's too much. It's that thing that you talk about, Tom, where people are living their lives like a tsunami washed over them.
Yeah, let the waves wash over them. That's right.
It's like, you got to think about this. It's amazing that people put so much effort into planning a wedding or planning a vacation. I've seen people that are going to Europe, and they have this unbelievable schedule of like the cities and the hotels and the trains and everything to every detail, and they don't put any effort into planning their lives. You got to plan your life too. You got to think about where you're going and what's important to you. And just like, oh, oops, she got pregnant. I don't know. It just happened. You got to be kidding me. I can't believe that people leave it to chance like that.
They do.
Then she's got the situation. She's got the upper hand. She's already dictating it to you. She hasn't even had the kid yet, and you can see what a vicious woman she is. She wants to absolutely limit his involvement. And then the whole thing's going to be a nightmare and a heartbreak.
Exactly right. Like I always say. James in Honolulu, you're on the phone here with Adam Sachs.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? How you doing, Adam?
Doing
hey,
great.
James, what's up?
Great. Had a question. I'm in a predicament right now.
For sure.
It all started, high school sweetheart kind of looked me up on Facebook. I hadn't seen her in about 22 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. So,
do you have one of those unresolved high school things that needs to be resolved?
Well, here's what happened. In high school, she never gave me the time or day, but now.
Right.
You're looking
polo.
Pretty good.
I have horses. I play polo.
Yeah,
she was chasing
after the football assholes when you were in high school.
Right. Didn't give me the time. Now all of a sudden I'm handsome. She always had a crush on me.
Yes.
And I live in Hawaii. She lives in Maryland. And here's where the plot thickens. You know, on her Facebook, under her relationship status, it said it's complicated.
Yeah.
Right. I wasn't really sure.
And her husband was wondering what that meant too.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's into bodybuilding. She's in competition.
Really?
She said that she's coming out there. Just so happens to be a competition in Hawaii, and she wanted to meet up with.
Ah,
so she came out here.
How do you like that?
It's complicated.
And, that kind of worked out.
And best of all, she just she has three kids, and recently had breast implants.
What did Tom tell you about single mothers?
I know. But you know what? I mean, you know, sometimes you only have enough blood to reach one head at a time. You know the saying.
Uh-huh.
So she comes out, stays with me. We have a great time, and she goes back. Well, here's the thing. She's still married. The guy still lives in the house.
Yeah.
She was out at a club. Somehow he gets a hold of her cell phone, mm-hmm. and he goes ballistic. Now, I guess, you know, they were kind of on the rocks, like they were supposed to get a divorce. And so he calls me up, and he threatens me.
So he calls you all the way from Maryland.
Yes, correct.
Okay, stay away from my wife.
Yeah. Well, no, he told me, I'm going to gut you like a fish. And he goes through all this stuff, you know, Mr., you know, hotshot. So everything is going ballistic right now. Like I said, I'm in Hawaii, they're in Maryland. Now, here's my question to you, Adam. She said that even though, you know, I told her Maryland's a no-fault state, so even if, you know, they can prove you're cheating, you should be fine.
Yeah.
She's now telling me, she's texting me saying that even though it's a no-fault state, if he can prove, and she's saying he can prove that she committed adultery, that he can go after her house. Mm-hmm. The house is in her name,
there's a lot of drama. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
I understand. I'm with you. What's the point here? She came to Hawaii, and you fooled around with her for a couple of days and had some fun, right?
Yes.
You're supposed to marry this chick now?
No, here's
Let me guess. I think I know. She wants you to testify and lie that this never happened so that she won't be in trouble. Is that right?
You're close, Tom. She's saying I can be subpoenaed.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
To go to Maryland.
They're going
to
fly you into Maryland, huh?
Yeah, and it didn't sound right to me. I mean, it kind of
Ask you this. If you had a good time with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just leave it at that. The woman has three kids. She's obviously going to go through a really awful divorce, right? Why don't you just lose her number?
I understand that. What I'm asking you, though,
why don't you just lose her number? And block the husband's number, and that's it, and you're done. Let her off with this nonsense. Well, why is this any of your business? If you seriously think the husband is going to come after you and try to subpoena you from Hawaii and all this other nonsense, you know, give me a call if that ever happens, okay? But the truth of the matter is that this is a lot of drama, and she's going to want you to be her little crutch to help her out, to help her dig through this. Most likely, she's still living with the husband, and even though she told you that they don't have sex anymore and they're living in different rooms and all this, that may not be true. And this kind of nonsense, of course. But that's usually bullshit, okay? And this is going to be going on for the next couple of years. They're going to have a custody fight, and they're going to fight who gets the knives and forks. And are you really going to get involved in this, and you really want to start dealing with this crazy chick that you're not going to see very often, who's going to come with all kinds of problems, and her kids are going to be all screwed up? Can't you just find yourself a nice Hawaiian girl?
Absolutely. But you're saying, if I hear you correctly, I cannot be subpoenaed.
No, anything's possible. But you're missing my point. What I'm saying is, why do you want to get into this drama?
No, I'm trying to get out of it. That's why I called. I just want to make sure that I don't have any legal obligations. I don't have to worry about
it. If you ever get served with papers, give me a call, okay? Anything's possible.
Okay.
But I'd be very surprised if they're going to fly you in and pay all your expenses and deal with a lot of nonsense to try to get the jurisdiction over you to show that you guys had an affair or who knows what you did. Maybe she just stayed in your guest room while she was in Hawaii, okay?
Right.
But the point is, whatever the story is, I'm saying that you got a free pass. You were with her for a couple of days. You had some fun with her. And wash your hands of her now. That's the point.
Okay.
I mean,
it's unbelievable how good they lie, though.
No, of course.
The
women are brilliant at it. But the question is do you have a serious desire to have some kind of relationship with this woman, like long term?
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean, you want to adopt her three kids? Is that the idea? I'm being serious.
And not only that, you know, it's funny because she was hot in high school. And now I look at her, you know, she's got the menopausal mustache and the stretch marks and.
Has been unkind to her, and she's pumped out three kids. She's obviously married a prick, and that's the kind of man she really wants to be with. You said that she wouldn't even talk to you originally in high school.
That's right.
I'm on Facebook now, and there are a number of women from my high school who have gotten in touch with me. And they think I live in, you know, Beverly Hills, California. They're like, can you send me a ticket? I want to come visit you, you know? and I hate my husband, and I hate my life, and I hate my job, and I hate my kids, and blah, blah, blah. Do you ever come to New York? Remember that? Remember women ask you that one, Tom, right? Ever in town?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, just what I need. I'm going to send you a ticket so you can come here and live off of me. Perfect idea. You know, women are always looking for a prince to rescue them, you know?
It's just kind of scary. I mean, because even he was yelling at me. He's like, yeah, you know, I paid for those pits and all this. Fuck you. I'm like, you know, he was making death threats. And
you might want to report that to the police.
By the way, he was making those threats to you or to her and she told them to you?
No, the guy called him.
Yeah, he called me. He got a hold of her cell phone. They were at a club or something.
By the way, that's also a load of bullshit, okay? What happened was is she went back to Maryland and told the husband, you know, I'm beautiful and I don't need you and I've got a new man in Hawaii and here's his name and here's his phone number. Okay? Mm. That's what she did.
Jeez.
All right? So wake up, dude. And they're going to do this sick little dance and trust me, you don't want to have any part of it. Okay.
Well, Adam, can I ask you one last thing? Because I was some of my friends I was speaking to here, one of them is a judge, and he was saying, well, you know, it's your fault. He's saying that you should be doing background checks on these women. Do you recommend that if you're dating? I mean, is it that going too far? I mean,
how much of a background check do you need to do when on Facebook it says about relationship, it's complicated? What kind of investigation does it require?
Tom's kind of right. You have the information already.
If you're single, you say you're single.
Right.
But what would be the background? General, like, she told you she had three kids, right?
Correct.
You said that when she came, she told you that she was having problems with her husband, that they still lived together, but they were going to get a divorce, right?
Well, no, she told me he was out. Basically, she said the paperwork was filed, everything was done, and that's when I said, okay, you know, I mean,
that was just a lie.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking you. I mean, is that going too far? I mean, you know, just to do a background check.
I don't know. Just to fool around with the chick a couple times. I mean, if you're going to really get involved with someone, you might want to check their background. But, I mean, the whole thing is just stupid. Dude, there's so much out there. There are so many interesting things to do. There's so many great women, especially if you live in a place like Hawaii. I mean, I can't even imagine. I don't know why you would get bogged down with this bullshit, and especially considering it's from your high school days or whatever. When I think of those girls, they have the reunions and all that stuff. I can't imagine something I would less want to do, to go back to my old high school and have to deal with those assholes. I can't even think of it. I'm so glad that they're in my past. And this thing that
that's what Tom was saying.
No, but you're doing this thing where, you know, the girl that wouldn't talk to you and now you're going to make it up or whatever. You know, you needed her in high school.
I also said don't have sex with people with kids.
Well, that goes without saying.
That's another thing. If you just start quoting me, let's get the whole story straight.
Yeah, well.
You have three kids, no.
Yeah, who needs that? And she's going to be a single mother, if anything. I mean, the whole thing is a nightmare. And then, like you say, Tom, you get involved with a woman that's married, her husband might be a psychopath, he might be a Green Beret or something, he's going to come kick your ass.
Right.
This guy's calling him and telling him, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
Who needs that drama?
Exactly right. All right, James.
Be careful, dude.
Dean will give you Adam's number in case you need him. And hopefully you won't. And if you do, you know where to call. All right.
I think men, Tom, have grown up with their single mothers talking about all their drama with all their dating and all their boyfriends and all this bullshit, and they think that that's normal. That's what you want to listen to.
Yeah.
And so this woman's got him in this triangle with the crazy thing, and somehow he's turned on by the whole story and the drama and the excitement of it all, where I think it's nauseating. Stay away from that crap.
Agreed. All right, how do people get in touch with you once again?
Call me toll-free, 800-340-7320. Check my website, www.adamlawyer.com, and email adam@adamlawyer.com.
And don't forget, if you missed any portion of Adam Sachs, you're listening to a replay, you're listening to us on demand, remember, Adam is here, and he will be here again on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free at TomEverywhere.com. Download the Tom Likas app.
Now, 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Dino.
Tell Dino I got out.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Lycus discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer. It's
Thank you, Tom.
Beer Magazine. Young mothers now apparently more likely to have unprotected sex with the fathers of their children. So once they get knocked up, they're just like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, they don't care, and then they want more.
Research followed 171 women ages 15 to 24 in Baltimore.
Uh-oh. The duck!
When the women had sex with what they colloquially called baby daddy. And I don't even want to say it, baby daddy, but you have to. They were more than 12 times likely to skip condoms for vaginal sex.
Right. They figured this is the green light.
No word on the back door.
Condom nonsense. Forget it. Wow. So basically, if you wind up with one, you're going to have two.
Right.
They're just, and possibly
they
three.
They really are. They're just like, oh, fuck it.
And this isn't just, you know. This isn't just that.
No.
This probably applies all over the country. So be careful, Charles.
Oh, I'm sorry. I spoke too soon.
What?
Condom non-use for both vaginal and anal intercourse.
Oh, you're right.
Was more common in those relationships. We are going up the ass. Who knew?
We are going into the brown tunnel.
Going up the ass.
Into the brown tunnel.
That wow. is crazy, man. And this is clearly why they just keep on pumping them out.
Sure. Yeah. It means one leads to two, leads to three.
Which is crazy, though, because when it leads to one, you should be like, oh, fuck, did we really screw up here?
Just picture yourself at 3 o'clock in the morning having to wake up to a screaming chorus when you got to go to work, and then what would possess you to get out there right. and have another?
That's when you do her in the ass.
Right. Dundalk. Dundalk! Dundalk. Dundalk!
John Asante made headlines around the world when he was told to leave a hospital for ordering a pizza.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, he weighs 800 pounds.
Oh.
800 pounds.
How do you boot a dude that's 800 pounds from a hospital?
They're now moving him to Ohio.
Yeah. Imagine that, our friend, when they talk about addiction, our friend clearly has a problem with food because, you know, they're trying to get him help, and it looks like by ordering a pizza, it puts his life in even, you know, more jeopardy than it is.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're a junkie, it's like ordering heroin. I mean, if you could just pick up, you don't even need to pick up the phone. You've probably got an app for that.
That's why I am just patiently waiting, and everything is like a domino. It just keeps falling. You know, it starts off with weed, and then maybe I could walk into a Cocaine's R Us store, and then it'd be unbelievable.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Cocaine's
great.
R Us?
If I could get Painkillers R Us, I'd be holy shit.
Someday, baby.
Oh,
someday.
Man.
Dream.
Wait, with my American Express, get points back
right.
for money spent on pills. And cocaine.
They call them pills points.
I'd be a frequent flyer. My God. Titanium member.
Mm. Speaking of the Chelris, apparently Hayden Panettiere having a little trouble after the after squeezing one out.
Yeah.
She got postpartum.
We talked about this. She said it's no laughing matter. And our girl has decided to take steps and enter in rehab because, you know, she suffers through that.
Well,
post-
you know.
Whatever.
A little mini version of Andre the Giant came out of her giants. It takes a lot to get over that. That's what happens when you get knocked up by a monster.
Oh, I'll tell you what the best part is our friend that used to date her dodged that bullet big time.
Right.
Because that could have been him standing
yes.
here with her just
right.
upset and all blah, blah, blah.
How bad is it? First of all, you knock her up. And then secondly, after she gives birth, she's all bummed out now.
Right.
Oh, no.
And that postpartum is a lot of depression.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Then you stop using condoms. You start doing the ass.
Then he'd have more. And I know he wouldn't be living the life.
Take it straight to Dundalk.
Dundalk!
Finally, Flavor Flav avoiding the slammer.
I'm glad about this. I mean, he had a legitimate excuse. Yes, he was doing something illegal, which was speeding, but he had every right to. He was rushing to his mother's funeral.
His mother was DED dead.
Right.
And they were going to have a little thing.
Right. And our friend was a little bit running behind, and Flav was pulled over in New York in 2014 for doing 79 in a 55. That would have definitely brought me into jail. Cops pulled him over, and they discovered his license had been suspended not once, not twice, not three, four, five, no, 16 times. He was booked for aggravated driving without a license. But our friend,
it's just not about getting that thing renewed.
Yeah, he just didn't find the time. But now he did plead guilty to just one count of driving without a license, and of course, time served, and he just has to pay that $3,600, and basically got a deal that you would get with Adam Sachs, which is a smoking deal.
Done. Plenty more newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Check out the podcast, GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show every single Friday. Just go to GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
Yeah, we love that. Great track.